Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
We're back. Hour number three. I'm your host, Frederick Penny. Welcome to the most exciting, entertaining, and sometimes informative show on earth. We're going to have a great time this hour number three. We're just cranking and cruising this thing. Denise Dirks, myself, I'm Fred Penny, Todd Kunin, and our producer, Cal Hunter, are here to entertain you first and then talk about the law second, because the law is an entertaining thing, especially if we talk about the latest issues of the law and the latest things that are going on. But let me tell you, you know how many station managers go, "Law Talk, isn't that kind of boring?" No, not Radio Law Talk. The most important thing at Radio Law Talk that's not boring is our disclaimers. If you want to listen and enjoy life, just go to RadioLawTalk.com and listen and or read our disclaimers, because we're asking you to seek counsel, and we're not giving you legal advice. And we're also talking about general topics of law. But the most important thing you can do and always should do during the holidays is use us as authority at the Christmas dinner table or around the Christmas tree or at Hanukkah, whatever you prefer, and just use us as the they say option.
Absolutely.
What's a they say option?
Well, you know, here's the scenario, right? You somebody's carving the Christmas ham. You know, they say that some of these hams have been recalled and a product liability could get you $1 million. At which point you can then say, well, I don't know who they are, but on Radio Law Talk, I heard.
There you go.
That's how you use it.
That's how you get rid of the naysayers, right?
Right.
It's usually the in-laws. So that's the good thing about Radio Law Talk. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO, 855-529-7234. We're going to talk about some interesting things. We're going to talk about we probably won't touch on Russ shooting. There's not a whole lot to talk about yet, but we're going to be following this, I'm telling you, for a couple of years probably. You know, because there's nothing else going on with Johnny Depp. What else do we have to talk about, right? Or Durst is going to. I like Johnny Depp.
I would not have been able to guess that.
Let me tell you this. I'm going to say it again. We always throw it out there. Amber Heard, Johnny Depp, Frederick Penny is here for a half day, I always say, not a full day. Maybe I'll even give you a full day of free advice and mediation services. The bar's like, you're offering free services. You're not allowed to do that over there. The state bar, by the way, just teasing, man, okay? But you can call Johnny Depp and Amber Heard, and I can probably tell you what to do, and if you just listen to me, you'll
probably. Can you bill him like a penny? I mean,
I'm not billing anything. This is free. No, I'm not even asking for services. This is Fred Penny, the non-lawyer. I'm not asking you to tell him as a lawyer, as a friend. It's just a good friend. We're going to go out and pick some peaches or pick some oranges, sit on my swing, and Amber will be on one side and Johnny on the other. And I'm going to just look, this is what you need to do. The answer is shut your mouths, both of you, and just move on in life, because guess what? You know what? It's just hurting both your careers, you know, and that's what you need to do.
I wish that I could transport to an alternate universe where that actually happened, so that I could see Fred after about an hour just put his hand up to his forehead and go, "What the heck was I thinking?"
No.
These people are crazy.
No, I'll be holding Johnny's hand in my left hand and Amber's on the right as they sit on each side of me,
forming the connection.
And I'll be talking to them, and then I will give
flowers
them
flowers all around,
and I'll give them some mandarin oranges from my house that will automatically make them feel better, right?
And I have a bed of hot coals that we will now walk across barefoot.
Well, we know who you want to help out for free, right?
Darn. Well, hey, yeah. Listen, I will state it again. Scarlett Johansson, if you are in any way, I realize it was a tough year for Scar Jo and having to take on Disney and, you know, because of the whole shenanigans relating to the release of Black Widow on Disney Plus. And Miss Johansson, I'm there for you. I will be there for you.
Mr. Lawsuit, the lawsuit she brought, you could help out.
I you know what? I'm just there.
You'll carry the briefcase.
I'm there for emotional support. I'll let the lawyers do the heavy lifting. I'm just there. Now, Scarlett, it's okay. Put your head on my shoulder.
Then Todd woke up.
Woo! Oh, yeah.
Wow, Radio Law Talk's got a lot of affiliates nationwide, man. Maybe they'll come. All right, we're going to talk about Bill Cosby's latest legal issues. We're going to talk about a really sad case about a wrongfully convicted individual that finally was vindicated. We're going to get to the Christmas parade attack. There's some legal issues there. You know, the train wreck on the side of the, I'm saying the wreck on the side of the freeway, the Jesse Smollett case, and then Britney Spears. We have to just touch on Britney really quick. But we only have 1 hour to do that, but... The thing we're here for is case or no case, Cal, so roll case or no case.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yay! I only hope Denise can make it through the segment here. Okay, now here we go. Look, coffee. Now to Myersdale, Pennsylvania, where Wendy Sipple had a deal to buy a fully functioning radio station from her daddy for $10. She says she wants to use the station proceeds to pay off some creditors, of which Daddy has many. But the Federal Communications Commission said, hold the phone, literally. You see, Daddy Roger Wall pleaded guilty to a felony sex crime in which, besides other things, he sent inappropriate pictures of a former girlfriend online through his telephone, a communications device regulated by the FCC. In a weird please rape this woman plot, you've all heard about those, kind of a strange thing. The felonious guilty plea of inappropriate or illegal use of a communications device makes Wendy Sipple's daddy ineligible to hold a communications license because it's a felony. Under FCC rules, he cannot own the license, nor can he sell it until the commission decides if they should rescind. Sipple and her daddy immediately sought legal counsel to say, well, see if they could sue the quasi-legislative regulatory agency, the FCC, to subtly pressure them to allow the sale, so as Wendy put it, so the innocent parties, the creditors, can get paid. So they asked their lawyer, case... or no case. And I think, Fred, you get to go first on this one.
I could go first. I'm going to say, look, so I'll make sure I'm clear. He owned it by himself or he owned it with the daughter?
No, he owned it himself and he wanted to sell it to the daughter.
Got it. Okay. The FAA is...
FCC.
FCC. It tells you I like airplanes.
Yeah.
Airplanes. The FCC is pretty tough, you know, and so is that a FCC rule? Because what I'm worried about is Cal knows a lot of stuff about the FCC, and he deals with that all the time. I'm trying to think if he made this up. I'm going to say... it's a case because it sounds like he had a felony sex crime case. He wouldn't. I don't think Cal would have. I'm getting in Cal's head right now. I'm not even talking about legal issues.
Better take a canary.
No.
A lot of dead birds in there.
I'm trying to figure out what he's thinking. He would not bring it up as a sex crime, as some other crime. So I'm saying it's a case and Roger loses and they pull his license.
All right, fair enough. Todd, what do you think about this?
Well, I kind of agree with Fred. I think that this is a case. But I'm going to say it's still pending. We don't know what the status is. As it is right now, no sale can go through. And they are waiting to see if the FCC will authorize it. But it is a true scenario. And the FCC is holding up the sale of this because of the facts you stated.
Denise, you want to give us a quick answer in 30 seconds and then come back and elaborate when we get over the break?
I haven't really formed my answer.
Okay, we're going to come back after the break. Hey, we just... But we appreciate those supporting Radio Law Talk. We'll be right back.
That's kind of how the whole show's gone today. It just goes by very quickly when you're having so much fun, and we are. Stay tuned. There's more Radio Law Talk coming up right here on your favorite local radio station and always on RadioLawTalk.com. We'll be right back.
specials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease. These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
I'm going to Quick Quack Car Wash. Get my car washed, make it quick, quack, pretty, shiny, sexy, just because I want to. Don't drive dirty. Going to get my car sudsed in the Quick Quack Car Wash. It's the Quick Quack, quickest and the cleanest by far. We're talking 3 skinny minutes sitting right in your car wash, 100 feet of cloth, washing your car at the Quick Quack Car Wash. Any Honda, Mazda, Ford, or Chevy, Saab, or Cadillac, Quick Quack will spruce her up just like that. You'll be happy looking, snappy, you'll be glad you was at the Quick Quack Car Wash. Get on the web and go to don'tdrivedirty.com and see where you got your closest Quick Quack in the local area. Get in your car, get in your truck, get on the road, come visit the dog at the
Quick Quack Car Wash, where your car will always leave happy, guaranteed. They take pride in being clean and green by conserving and recycling the water they use, only at the
Quick Quack Car Wash. Quick
Quack. Keep listening for an exciting offer from U.S. Med. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain and inconvenience of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. 800-251-7560. 800-251-7560. We'll tell you all you need to know about CGMs. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And with insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now to learn more. 800-
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you serious? Stop whining.
This is Radio Law Talk.
Unfortunately,
all advertising.
Yeah, well, all advertising too. But unfortunately, yes, we are serious. That's why we're here at Radio Law Talk. But we try not to be serious. Denise, you're going to go into the issue of case or no case. You want to repeat what it was about?
Yes. Wendy Sipin, I believe her name was, wanted to buy a radio station that her father owned. However, her father had a felony sex conviction is what I heard, but I actually heard crime, but it's conviction.
It was a plea. He pleaded guilty.
Yes, and so the FCC is saying he cannot own a radio station, nor can he sell that radio station. And so the question is, and the FCC put the sale on hold. So the question is, can the FCC put that sale on hold? Can they? Isn't it kind of an unconstitutional taking of someone's property without there being due process? And that's what I think the issue is. And unfortunately, I agree it's a scenario, and I do agree that it's in the FCC's hands right now, but I don't know if there's really a case just yet. So I'm going to say scenario, but no case yet.
Well, just to clarify the point, the FCC can take the license, but not the physical property that surrounds the radio station. They can just take away the right to broadcast because the airwaves are owned by the public, as we all know. Right, so you want to know the answer to this?
Yes.
Todd says case?
No, let's just go on.
Todd says case.
Yeah, I guess I said case.
I said a case, but he does not want. I think it's an actual case.
Okay, well, here's what we have. Those of you who say it was a true story but no case, who would that be? That would be Denise. Oh, Denise. Congratulations to you.
Whoa, Denise! True story but not a case.
The FCC administrative law judge has not yet set a date for any in-person hearings as to whether Wall's license should be revoked. But here's an update that just came in yesterday. The judge ordered some sort of paper appearance.
Wait, hold on.
This is not a case. This is the FCC administrative action. They did not sue the FCC. That was the premise I set up. So the judge ordered some sort of paper appearance, and the would-be seller did not show. So he's apparently lost his bid to sell the station because he didn't make it into court.
Okay, as lawyers, we're going to argue here. So you said the word judge. Was a judge involved?
Admit an administrative law judge. That works solely for the FCC, correct? So if you want to say it's
still
a case, you're welcome to do so.
Still
yeah, but the promise was, did the father and the daughter sue to enforce the sale?
And the answer is they did not.
Right.
I don't know, Todd.
I think when
a lawsuit was involved, and whether it's the FCC suing someone or them suing someone, there's a lawsuit involved and a case, a judge was involved. Administrative judges are judges.
Here's what we're going to do.
Yeah.
You will each get 1 point.
Yes.
No, that puts us all at a tie.
No, that doesn't help them.
You got 2 points.
Yeah, but you guys each get one, and that means you're two. So
you know what? Let's talk. No. The ref made a bad call. That's the way it is, Todd.
Yeah,
I agree. Live with the call. Yeah,
look, I would argue more vociferously if it was at 49 points, and this is what made me have to buy Denise dinner right now. But since we're just starting out,
yes.
I'll let it go.
It's like the Cal Hunter is the refs during the Saints game. That's what it was. Okay. That's all I know.
He is the Angel Hernandez of Major League Baseball.
Yes, and we can look at the replay and say, this refereeing has to change.
This guy is, that was not fair. But you know what, though? We should have known better anyway. So that was case or no case, Cal.
Thank you. Congratulations to all of you who played, and those of you who played along and got it right, congratulations to you. And that's case or no case, the last one for our show.
Yeah. So Bill Cosby, look, I don't want to get this. There's so much to talk about here, and we have gone over this over and over again. Please go to our website at RadioLawTalk.com. Type in Bill Cosby, and you can read the whole or listen to the whole history of this case. And I'm telling you, here at Radio Law Talk, the three of us pegged it that what happened in this case was not proper by the DA's office. It was improper because basically there's a number of improper things we're not going to get into, but the main one was there was an agreement with the prior DA, with Bill Cosby, that they were not going to prosecute him if he went ahead with the civil action and testified. And he did that, and then the next DA that came in was elected, decided to prosecute him, and you just can't do that. And that was basically what the appellate court said. You can't do stuff like that. We won't even get into the conflict of interest that this judge had, by the way. There was a major conflict of interest that he should have disclosed, but that was another issue.
And that was the Pennsylvania Supreme Court that ruled, hey, he had an agreement. Your office had an agreement. The fact that you're the new DA, big deal. Your old DA had an agreement. He detrimentally relied on it. You shouldn't have used it. And so now...
That's right, Supreme Court.
So now the DA that lost before the Pennsylvania Supreme Court that had previously gotten a conviction has appealed that to the U.S. Supreme Court, asking the U.S. Supreme Court to overturn that, which would effectively put Cosby back in jail if the Supreme Court took it up and agreed.
Now, you have always said that if the defense wins and the prosecution loses, there's no appeal for the prosecution. But this is a different type of scenario. And can you explain that?
Well, there's no appeal for the prosecution for wrongful acquittal. So, like, if it's at trial and a jury acquits, and then you later find out, oh, the jurors didn't understand the standard, or the defense presented this evidence or that evidence, yeah, there's no appeal as far as that's concerned. If it is an issue that came up on appeal filed by the defense wins on appeal, then the prosecution can ask a higher court to overturn that appellate decision, but not on issues that were necessarily at trial.
Now, what Todd wants to discuss and what we will say, and then we'll move on because we're going to go to a break. Look, sometimes, as a prosecutor, it's not about winning, right, Todd? As you always say,
right.
It's about doing what's right. And we're not talking about doing what's right about the rape issue, but about the actual technological agreement that they had with the DA's office. You got an agreement, it's done. Move on.
Can you rely on a government official in their official capacity?
That's exactly
and their
right.
Agreements
you
made.
Better be. And that's what we all agree with here. We'll be back after this. We're going to talk a little bit about a very sad case.
Stay tuned for more Radio Law Talk. It's coming right up after we break away.
The commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In, ready to grow with you.
Jason Rossbach here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call at 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PENNEY lawyers.com.
I've got to get my car washed. The dirt, it just won't do. But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do. And I know this place right down the road. Quick Quack Car Wash. Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this daddy shine. Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show. Come on, Quick Quack Car Wash. Don't drive that dirty car. Quick Quack Car Wash. They'll have you looking sharp.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. Jennifer Crumbly and James Crumbly on Saturday each pleaded not guilty to four counts of involuntary manslaughter. Jennifer Crumbly appeared to start crying as the judge read charges aloud. Oakland County Prosecutor Karen McDonald deemed the Crumblys a flight risk.
So I'm asking that you set a $500,000 bond for both
defendants cash surety.
The parents were charged after their son, Ethan Crumbly, was accused of shooting and killing four students and injuring seven others at Oxford High School in Michigan earlier this week. Longtime Representative Jerry Nadler, Democrat of New York, says he is definitely running in 2022, trying to tamp down rumors he's considering retirement. Absolutely, Nadler told CNN when asked about the rumors on Friday. Nadler, 74, has been in office since 1992. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
Oh, come on.
Now, Radio Law Talk continues. Here's your host, Fred Penny.
So, a lady by the name of Alice Siebold, the author of The Lovely Bones, was apologized to a individual that in 1981 at Syracuse, when she was a freshman, she had been assaulted by an individual, and it was a black man, she stated, and apparently this individual, unbeknownst, was not really known at the time, but she saw a guy by the name of Anthony Broadwater Jr. walking through a tunnel at near Syracuse, and he just basically said a basic thing to her, like, you know, I don't know, some statement like, hey, don't I know you from somewhere? And she thought that he might have been the one. And somehow they arrested him and put him in a police lineup. And she didn't even pick him in the lineup. She picked another person in the police lineup. And the prosecutor still prosecuted this guy in 1981. And he all along said, I'm innocent. And apparently, they're now saying they, don't forget, 81, that the science was very iffy. And they used some sort of what now the DA called junk science of some microscopic hair analysis that they convicted him on. And her, I guess, supposed testimony, not supposed testimony, they finally found out that, look, he's not the one. He wasn't the one this happened, that at least allegedly, it wasn't a rape, it was an assault.
It was rape.
Yeah, okay.
It was rape, and long after she saw him and reported to the police. Now, she identified him as the assailant in court, but identifications are very flawed. I'm going to identify the person standing next to the sitting next to the guy who keeps jumping up and down saying objection, objection. You know, that is not as reliable as an identification when you have multiple suspects either in person or if you have pictures of multiple suspects and have to select one of those pictures. And when she was in that setting, she did not identify him. And so the conviction, what I thought interesting about this case is the circumstances that led to the prosecution ultimately are looking at this case to say, hey, maybe we convicted the wrong person. Because this author who wrote The Lovely Bones also wrote a memoir called Lucky. Luckily? And that was supposed to be made into a movie. And during the process, an individual named Timothy Mukiante, who had signed on to be one of the executive producers, started comparing the memoir to what happened at the trial and was noticing significant gaps there and things didn't pan out. So here's the executive producer of the movie is saying, something isn't right. And so Mukiante hires a private investigator to look into this, ultimately determines not to make the film, but then provides this information to Blackwood's defense team.
Broadwater's
defense team. And they take that to the district attorney, who then looks into this, and ultimately they decide to throw out the conviction. Now listen, the conviction was like 1981, 1982. He served a bunch of time.
16 years.
He got out of prison in 1999. Right. So he had already been out of prison for 20-plus years at the time of this exoneration. But as we have seen often happen, and has happened here, he was a student at Syracuse. He was there. This ruined his life.
And he was a quote rapist for the rest of his life. They noted.
This isn't exactly a set aside of his guilty. This is an exoneration. This is something that happens long after, where they decide that he was found guilty for the wrong reasons. That was improper.
Well, they took him off the Megan's list or whatever it is. Not Megan's list, whatever the
list. He's on the Megan's Law website. For example, and for folks wanting to know here, look, he was convicted in New York. Well, even though he had been convicted in New York, if he had moved to California, for example, he would have to register as a sex offender in California because the conduct that he is alleged to have engaged in New York, where he was convicted of, would qualify as a registrable offense in the state of California. So if he came out here, he'd have to register as a sex offender. And that's tough. But all of that now, because of the actions of his defense team and having the conviction vacated, that all goes away.
Yeah.
But...
Well, guess what? So he gets out in 1999, but he's still... You know, a quote convicted rapist, and he said, "I couldn't get a job. I had difficulties getting a job. Yeah. His whole life was ruined." Now, what does he have as a possibility of bringing a civil lawsuit? They haven't come yet, but I wouldn't doubt something's coming.
I know, and I think that was why the Lovely Bones author has come out and very, very publicly apologized and said she was very sorry for what had happened in his life and her part in it, and she called it a flawed criminal justice system. And it's interesting because, you know, will he go after her? Can he go after her when she's a witness and testifies in court proceedings?
I would say public policy, just the overriding public policy of encouraging victims of crime to come forward, would dictate that she has no liability whatsoever in this case. Because if she had liability as an 18-year-old, and look, misidentifications happen all the time, and you got the cops that are telling you to do this, and you're there testifying, if she faced monetary liability for her providing testimony, even if it was a misidentification in a criminal trial, Can you imagine the chilling effect that would have on anyone coming forward with a claim that they had been sexually assaulted moving forward if, in addition to all the stigma and people are already embarrassed about it and they feel terrible and they blame themselves, now they're looking at the potential of being sued civilly for monetary damages because they were wrong in the person that they identified?
This is a no-win situation, Denise. Yeah. Go ahead. But I'm basically, what about, let me jump on his side. Here's a guy that did nothing wrong, a black man that yep. did nothing wrong, and yet he gets prosecuted and put in jail for 16 years, his life ruined, and it's because, well, you know, we just don't want to, we want to make sure people come forward with that.
Well, I wanted to talk about quasi-judicial immunity, because I do think that that would apply here.
Judicial immunity?
Not judicial, quasi-immunity for testifying in a criminal matter. I do think there is some immunity. If there's no perjury,
yeah,
then I do believe that there's some immunity for her.
I think that the way to harmonize this so that her... she's protected from civil liability, but that he is also compensated for spending the effect this has had on his life is
right.
If there is a lawsuit that can be filed, it's against the government. The government's got to step in and take care of this because, let's face it, the government knew she did not identify the right person
right.
in the lineup.
Right.
The government was the one that relied on
junk science.
Junk science, or science that later turned out to be wrong. The government was the one. Remember, she's not the one that sued him. This is the people of the state of New York, in this case, versus this individual, and the people of the state of New York, if there's any liability, are the ones that should have to pay the piper.
And they have a thing called victims of crime. And victims of crime is an amount of money. It's a massive amount of money. In California, they've got it. Where let's say they have a drug dealer and they arrest them or her or whatever, and they have $1 million in cash. They put this in this victim of crime. Or they take their Bentleys or their cars away or boats. This is all a huge, massive slush fund. And I don't know what they've got in New York, but maybe they should use that for people wrongfully convicted and they get paid out of that victims of crime fund because this individual is also a victim.
Yeah.
I mean, 16 years, what would that be worth? And your reputation, what would that be worth?
It's not just the 16 years. Since 1999, he can't get a job. He couldn't do anything. Nope, that's next. Yeah, it's okay. We'll move on.
I was getting excited about it.
Yeah, you're getting excited. So when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about we're going to talk a little about Jesse Smollett. We're going to talk about that Christmas parade attack, and then Brittany, and then we're going to close it down and wish you a wonderful week. We'll be right back after this.
All right. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to jump in there so early. I apologize. We've got a little time here, but I'll tell you, you're listening to Radio Law Talk, and we appreciate the fact that you're doing that, and remind you that we are live every Saturday from 9 to noon Pacific time. Some radio stations don't carry every hour. Others delay the show until later. You can hear it live on Radio Law Talk at no charge, 9 to noon Pacific time. Or you can do our favorite thing, which is listen to your local radio stations. That's our preferred modality. That's why we get affiliates, so people listen to them. And continue, Radio Law Talk continues in just a minute.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat...
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented.
Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
2-3. Call now.
Oh, stop it.
Are you serious?
Now, Radio Law Talk continues. Here's your host, Fred Penny.
We're back for our final segment, man. Just hang on. Just those of you who are sitting here and listening to our three-hour show, man, you are the stalwarts. Not because it's hard to listen to. It's fun. It's great. And we appreciate you, man. We appreciate all those who listen to us. Look, this Christmas parade attack, before we get into that, I want to make sure that we cover Jesse Smollett case. And Todd, we were talking about it during the break. Why don't you get into some issues that are going on? It's actually at the jury, right? I mean, the jury's deliberating right now.
I don't think the jury is deliberating. The prosecution is rested.
Got it. Okay.
And it remains to be seen if the defense is going to put on a case or if they're, and they got to make up their mind. But they've broken for the weekend, and the prosecution is rested, but not without some fireworks. In the Smollett case, if you're those of you, he claimed he was attacked by people wearing MAGA hats, and that there were homophobic slurs, and a noose was put around his neck, and he was covered.
He was wearing the noose when the That's officers right. showed up. They're like, can you take that noose off your neck? Oh, sorry.
And he claimed this occurred about 2 o'clock in the morning when he left his apartment to go get a Subway sandwich at 2 in the morning in the middle of the winter when it's snowing outside. So the investigation during the case later produced two brothers who claimed that they had been paid $3,500 by Mr. Smollett to stage this as an attack, and it was not a genuine attack. And the two brothers testified at the trial. The prosecution rested after the last of the two brothers testified. The testimony went along the lines of, question, Mr. Smollett asked you to fake an attack on him? Answer, yes. Pretending to be Trump supporters? The next question, answer, yes. So he could then post it on social media? Question mark, answer, yes. And with that, you know, the prosecution's pretty much done. But here's where the fireworks took off, because obviously the defense counsel wanted to really cross-examine these two brothers, because that is pretty much the crux of the prosecution's case. And at one point, during the middle of the cross-examination by the attorney Tamara Walker, that's Smollett's attorney, there were several objections that were sustained by the judge, requests to approach the bench, and finally the judge had the jury leave the courtroom, and the following back and forth ensued. The defense, Ms. Walker, as well as another one of the defense attorney of the defense team, were claiming that the judge was not only making facial expressions that were kind of mocking the defense, but also that the judge at one point in time may have lunged at one of the lawyers. And the judge was having none of it and saying, well, you can't go into that line of questioning, and I'm not going to allow a mistrial. At which point, Tamara Walker, attorney for Jussie Smollett, began sobbing, crying tears as she was walking, pacing around defense counsel table, claiming that she was not able to go into areas that were critical to the defense. And look, I realize you're in court and things don't always go your way. I've had plenty of experiences when I'm in court and stuff just doesn't go my way. But to break down and start sobbing in court, that just can't happen.
And how can a judge lunge at somebody when they're up, you know, on the bench, sitting down, and to lunge, they have to, like, literally either come around their desk or go over their desk and the bench at somebody. That doesn't make sense to me.
I have no idea, but the tactic, for just if I'm reading the tea leaves, the defense tactic appears to be, let's put the judge on trial for what the judge is doing. Because with this evidence, we're probably going to get a conviction. But if we can paint the judge's actions being so egregious, now we've got judicial misconduct on appeal that taints the conviction. And maybe that was our dry run. Maybe we get it remanded for a new trial with a different judge. Maybe we try this. And finally, the state just says, you know, we did it once. We're not going to do it again. And they give Mr. Smollett a slap on the wrist. Something. It is an attempt to reach an outcome other than a jury determination on the facts of the case.
And in this is a particular case, too, I really think that he's going to have to testify. I just don't see how they're going to overcome these two witnesses. Yeah, these two witnesses' testimony is compelling to me. They may try to say they're trying to get out of their own criminal conduct or whatever. But
copy the check.
And the other thing that's important to note is that the record in this case is only written down by a court reporter. It's not a video record. So what's going into the record is these allegations of the misconduct of the judge, right?
Yes.
And so that's what becomes part of the record, not the actual video so everybody can see what happened, you know, in the courtroom and what became put. And judges can't testify in their cases as well.
Yeah, it's all based on the record. Now, when it comes to putting your client on the stand as a defense attorney, hey, look, that's a difficult determination to make. If you feel that the prosecution has not proven their case beyond a reasonable doubt, that is probably the primary reason for not putting your client on the stand. I don't see, to your and Fred's point, I don't see how Smollett's attorneys, after this evidence, could say, well, I don't think the prosecution's proved their case beyond a reasonable doubt. I think the prosecution has, if no other evidence is presented. He has to take the stand because he's got to refute the testimony that he hired the guys to beat him up. He's got to explain why it is they have a $3,500 check from him. And now they were personal trainers, so he could probably say it was a personal training fee. It wasn't for anything else. It's a whole host of things that he could probably say, but you're right. He's going to have to take the stand.
Well,
right.
Go ahead. But what I would say is interesting. This whole thing about the judge, guess who will be a witness? the other lawyers, the prosecutors, they're going to say, you know what they're going to say? They never lunged. She never lunged at him, and this is ridiculous. So there's going to be witnesses that did see what happened, if anything happened. Those are going to be the district attorneys or the prosecutors, and I'll bet Nichols are going to say defense is all wet.
And we're all excited to see what was written in the memo line of the check. Assault. No, I know it wasn't.
Wink, wink.
Yes.
Well, anyway, that's where. So, really quick, Denise, you want to touch on that? Let me. Let's touch on Brittany really quick. So, conservatorship. That's what you understand. And you know what's going on now. They've submitted their bills, the lawyers, the conservators, for the court to look at it, right? And determine. And they determine. The court determines whether or not it's reasonable. So, what's going
on?
That's
right. So that has already happened, and the court already has that under submission. There's been no determination yet as to whether or not Jamie Spears or Lynn Spears or, you know, other family members or the lawyers are going to be, and even the ones that provided security. I mean, all of these are part and parcel of attorney fees and cost issues in that case. So that's all before the judge, but has not been decided. What is being put out there in the public is that Britney Spears' attorneys are aggressively seeking to pursue wrongdoing claims against Jamie Spears specifically, and that has not ended. And then, and the reason that this becomes relevant to the attorney fees part is because if they can show that Jamie Spears did some wrongdoing, then the court can deny his request for attorney fees. And remember, the requests for attorney fees are coming out of the estate of Britney Spears.
Exactly right. They're asking for almost $2 million of all these fees. That's a lot of money. But anyway, we're wrapping up the end of this show, and the most important part about the end of the show is people love what, Cal?
They love your quick takes, final takes on some items we discussed in the last 3 hours right here on Radio Law Talk. So that's, people seem to really appreciate that, and here it is. So, Fred, we're going to start with
you. Sure.
If that's okay.
Look, I'm not saying who's right or wrong or whether Elizabeth Holmes is guilty or not guilty, but I'm worried about protecting those entrepreneurs that are motivated and innovating because they want to change society and help society become more technologically advanced.
All right, fair enough. Todd, what is your final take?
You know, Jesse Smollett might have hit rock bottom at the close of the prosecution's case in chief, but if he takes a stand, that may be like pulling out some dynamite and blasting. I can go deeper.
Or did rock bottom hit him? And Denise Dirks, what is your final take?
I have a prediction. I predict that the Supreme Court of the United States won't review the Cosby appeal because they don't want to undermine confidence in the government officials.
Thank you for joining us. We'll see you next week. I'm Frederick Penny, your host, with Denise, Todd, and Cal Hunter. We'll see you next week.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.